Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
The wheels of justice may turn slowly, but they do turn, and this week we're following a case that's been before the courts for over 2 years. It's the case of Espinosa v. Montana Department of Revenue, and it's a classic case of clashing political ideologies. Better known as the Education Tax Credit Scholarship case, it pits liberals versus conservatives, the private sector versus the public sector, government versus religion, and parents versus the teachers' union. At issue is whether tax credit scholarships enacted by the 2015 Montana legislature constitute an indirect public subsidy of private religious schools. The real issue is power and money, and the teachers' union is willing to give up neither. When the legislature passed the tax credit in 2015, its stated goal was that the money flowing to scholarship granting organizations be used to allow struggling students to attend any private school of their choice, including private religious schools. Bowing to union pressure, the Bullock administration denied participation by religious schools, and the battle was joined. Our side was successful in front of two different judges, but the Bullock administration refuses to give up, despite the fact that a case almost exactly on point has already been decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, and we won. After losing at the district court level, where the judge quoted language from the Supreme Court decision, the Department of Revenue appealed to the Montana Supreme Court. Given how liberal our Supreme Court is, they may do the legal gymnastics necessary to give the Bullock administration a win, but the celebration will be short-lived. Our side will then appeal to the Ninth Circuit, where we'll certainly win. This is a fool's errand and an expensive one at that, especially given our current state budget challenges. What liberals refuse to accept is that school choice is an idea whose time has come. No longer should we prop up an expensive one-size-fits-all system. Students from less well-off families should have the same opportunities as students from more affluent families. Students who are struggling should have options. Currently, 1,500 students drop out of Montana schools every year. What if those students could go into a marketplace rich with educational options and find their perfect educational fit? That's what school choice allows them to do, and it's why school choice is sweeping across the nation. As we approach the end of the year, please remember to make a tax-deductible donation to a nonprofit scholarship granting organization. It's a 100% tax credit up to $150 or $300 per couple. If your state tax liability is $150 or more, this is an absolute no-brainer. A $150 donation gets you a $150 credit, and a struggling student gets to attend a school that fits them well. We like to call it a private sector solution to a public sector problem. To make your donation of $150 or more, please go to BigSkyScholarships.org. That's BigSkyScholarships.org. The instructions are on their homepage. For 9 years, we've worked to bring school choice to Montana. Now it's here. Struggling students don't have to drop out of school. Together, we can make a difference. Please go to Big Sky Scholarships today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.